Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
And I rarely talk politics and never talk religion on this show, but I've been asked a lot lately about why are the two outsider candidates, the Republican, Donald Trump, and a lot of Republicans even think he's not a Republican, resonating so much, and Bernie Sanders, of course, on the Democratic side, and he's not a Democrat either. He's a socialist and, you know, has run as an independent for a number of years. I think this is the first time he's ever really ran as a Democrat. Why are they resonating so much? Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is the Ray Lucia Show. That's me, Ray Lucia, and I'm here to talk a little bit about this, not to take political sides, but to try to get inside the heads of the American population, because this has an impact on you, your future, your family's future, your retirement, your savings, your investments, and so forth. So we're going to get to that this segment. We'll also get to Gene Pastula coming up in a little bit as well. I think it's going to be a very interesting show, so sit back, relax. The Ray Revolution is starting right now. As we say hi to Bobby Wooldridge, it's a countdown for you, buddy. This Saturday, you're getting married.
Indeed, down the home stretch we go.
Well, congratulations on that. I wish you the very, very best. You'll be in my prayers. Where are you going on the honeymoon?
Mexico.
Oh, Mexico. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts? Cancun?
Yeah, just about now. Almost Tulum.
Oh, yeah, Tulum. Been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Been there, done that. Well, have a great time. Bobby Wooldridge, and then he's going to be leaving me on a jet plane for Seattle. God bless you, buddy. You've been terrific. Next hour, we're going to introduce you all to James Stewart. Jim Stewart, whom I've known probably as long as Bobby's been alive. That's a little bit scary for both Jim and me. But I start today with what could be worse than the Great Depression. And I tie this into Trump and Sanders because I believe the reason why they are resonating with voters all across this country, Republicans and Democrats and independents and people that have never voted before, et cetera, is because of what Martin Weiss had to write not too long ago. He says this, the biggest concentration of wealth in 100 years is now allocated to the very rich. And he's got stats to prove it. We also have the worst political dysfunction and division that we've seen since the Civil War. And there are worrisome risks for investors, some of the worst and highest risks that we've seen in all of history. And the last time that we saw similar convergences of these types of extremes was in 1929. So a lot of people are concerned about that. So let's go through some of these statistics, and then I will explain why I believe there's support for Trump and Sanders all across the board, because these are the outsiders, and at least subliminally or subconsciously, individuals are saying to themselves, yeah, this is a problem. Let's start with the concentration of wealth. The richest 1,000th of American households, that's 0.1% of American households, owned 7.1% of the nation's wealth in 1978. By 2012, they owned 22% of the wealth, and by 2015, 24% of the wealth. That means they've more than tripled their share of the nation's assets. In other words, under Clinton, Bush, Obama, add it all up, the rich have gotten filthy rich, and the middle class has gotten totally hosed. And the last 8 years has been absolutely devastating for the middle class. But it goes beyond that, so says Dr. Weiss. Zero in on the richest 1/10,000th of America's families, and the changes are even more dramatic. The topmost tier controlled 2.2% of the wealth in 1978, 12% in 2012, and 14% in 2015. That is incredible. This means their piece of the asset pie is now more than six times larger, and it means the super rich families control 14,000 times more than the average wealth per capita in the U.S. Everyone else, of course, has much less. So the filthy rich have gotten filthy richer. Now, I get the fact that it takes money to make money, but one of the reasons why Bernie Sanders is resonating is because of this. It's pretty obvious. And this all happened as a result of cheap money and bank bailouts and the policies of both Republican and Democratic administrations. Hence why Donald Trump, who will stand up to his party, he'll stand up to the press, he'll stand up to everybody and everything in his own way, which you may or may not like, but it is resonating. And Bernie Sanders is resonating. The super rich are now squeezing the rich. The super rich are pulling the squeeze play on those that are rich. And he goes on to identify how that is happening. But we all kind of know that, don't we? First, he says, the last time wealth concentration was so extreme was back in 1929, just prior to the stock market crash. Second, except for a brief interlude during World War I, there has been only one event in modern history that caused the super rich to relinquish their stranglehold on the nation's assets. What was that? The Great Depression of the 1930s. And then third, unlike the Great Depression, the Great Recession of 08 and 2010 did nothing to stop the ascent of the super rich. So true. It hurt me. It hurt you. It killed us. We lost values on our homes and our real estate. Many of us had foreclosures and our stock market portfolios went down 60%. But the super rich got richer. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Look at CEO compensation alone over the course of the last 8 years. Next, the most shocking revelation of all. About 5 years ago, the wealth share controlled by the richest 1/10,000th in America, percent, that is, 1/10,000%, 0.01% in America, matched that of 1929 almost to a T, but with the bank bailouts and near zero interest rates, it has now become even more extreme today than in that memorable year of the great stock market crash. In other words, according to Mr. Martin Weiss, PhD, it's worse today than it was. And my question to you, and again, this is not a prediction. I don't do prediction. I stink at it, and so does everybody else for that matter. What I do is risk management. What if this dude's right? What if he's right? It's hard to argue with the numbers, isn't it? What if he is right and you are set to take a fall and you're 55 years old or 65 or 75 years old? How do you recover from that? Now, it goes on. What we're witnessing today is even worse than Washington gridlock, as he talks about the dysfunction in America. That was just the passive-aggressive phase of America's power struggles. What we're seeing is the beginning of outright political warfare that splinters the two major parties, tears apart the fabric of society, and may threaten future chaos in future markets. So true. Have you ever seen it more divisive than it is today? Republicans have moved farther to the right. Democrats have moved farther to the left. And they hate each other. It's not, you know, normal passive-aggressive stuff. There is a vitriol that we haven't seen probably in history. They don't work together. Obama just basically stomps all over the Constitution, does whatever the heck he darn well pleases. This is causing serious divisions in our country. Hence, you see riots and protests like we've almost never seen before in a primary election. And there's more. We'll tell you more about that when we come back. We'll also invite Gene Pastula to join us on the program. He's by phone, so we'll save him for a segment. I usually give him two because he's so darn good. But today we'll do one, Bobby. Is that all right? I can also finish my thoughts on Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump and why they're resonating so much with the American public. Very fascinating stuff. And what you need to do to protect yourself in the event that Martin Weiss is correct. Stick around. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than 1 million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. In corporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more, use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hey, welcome back, folks. We're talking today about why voters and why Trump and Sanders in particular are resonating with voters. And believe me, they truly are. And it's a phenomenon, the likes of which I've never seen in my lifetime. And then what is likely to happen as a result of why these voters are so passionate about their candidates, not passionate about Hillary Clinton, that's for sure. Well, some are, but they're all my age and older. The young people, the youth, the Bobby Wooldridges around and others are really passionate about people like Donald Trump. They want to see change. They're passionate about Bernie Sanders. They want free stuff and see change. And as I said before the break, and we're going to get to Gene Pastula, I hope he's listening in because this feeds right in to what we normally talk with Gene about. But what I said last segment, super rich families. Talk about income inequality and asset inequality. Super rich families now control 14,000 times more than the average wealth per capita in the U.S. In other words, the super rich have gotten super duper rich, and the middle class has gotten totally screwed over. And then you talk about the political dysfunction. How Republicans and Democrats, who used to work together in the days of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, now there's so much vitriol, they hate each other.
Show me the money!
No, they simply hate each other. Here's what Martin Weiss said about that. The share of Americans expressing consistently conservative or consistently liberal opinions has doubled. Partisan antipathy and venom have soared. The proportion of Republicans with negative opinions of Democrats has jumped from 17% to 43%, and among Democrats with comparable anti-Republican sentiment, it has more than doubled from 16% to 38%. No wonder you can't get anything done. It doesn't matter. They're voting party line irrespective. And then along comes Donald Trump. And he doesn't really care about the lines. He really doesn't. And I believe that for many of us, we're saying, you know what? Maybe it is time for a change. Or Bernie Sanders, who's very quick to point out that whole income inequality and asset inequality and how the filthy rich got so, so much richer, despite the fact that the American middle class has gotten totally hosed under Obama. And Bush, I mean, this goes back 20, 30 years. This isn't a new phenomenon, but it sure as heck hasn't gotten any better. And in fact, it's gotten worse. And while Bill Clinton was able to grow the economy with his Republican Congress, 3.6 or 3.7% on average, Mr. Obama, what, 1.9%? Can't get there from here. And Bernie, pay close attention on this one. You don't grow the economy. You can't tax your way to pay for all the free stuff. It is mathematically impossible. But because of this divisiveness, you see the two sides of the aisle becoming more vitriolic toward one another. The extreme believers, he says, on both sides are drowning out the moderates, participating far more actively in every stage of the political process. Yeah, they speak the loudest on the far left and on the far right. Okay, what do you do about it? I mean, that's really the question. So how, as investors, do you prepare for these kinds of frightening, if you will, economic and political reversals? According to Martin Weiss, PhD, who I'm quoting from, he's saying, you know what? It's better to be safe than sorry. He's accumulating a huge pile of cash, he says, and he goes on to, you know, waiting for sharp price declines. I'm not into market timing, but I am into what we have called on this program a safety first solution. Because if in fact Mr. Weiss is correct, and he's not alone here, you know, the predictions of doom and gloom and great depressions and all that stuff ahead, what the heck do I know? I do know this. There have been about, 20 occasions since the Great Depression where the markets dropped, you know, 15-20%, and that's scared enough people out of the market. Think about how many people were scared out on the last decline of 57% and still aren't back in and haven't enjoyed that big recovery. Hence why the middle class, in many instances, who moved their 401ks from stocks to cash, have not enjoyed the rebound. And now they're getting close to putting their money back in, but they're paralyzed because they're scared, as well they probably should be. And it's because they don't have a plan. I believe in safety first. And when you talk about safety first, you have to talk with Gene Pastula from the Safe Money Monitor. That's what he does. And he believes in safety first. Not all exclusive, take all your money and put it with some big insurance company that guarantees you an income for life. There are certain people that do that. I believe that to be a mistake. Let's bring Gene Pastula on the program and ask him about this. Gene, you're the Safe Money Monitor guy. He's on the line. You heard the phone ring. He's the Safe Money Monitor guy at safemoneymonitor.com. I'm going to take a wild guess and think that you're probably in a similar camp. Manage the risks first and then go for the gusto second. Are you with me on that?
Yeah, I'm all for gusto, man. A little gusto could really be helpful lately, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, no doubt. This has been a very interesting year, but it's really been an interesting couple of years. We still haven't, you know, gotten back to the highs that we experienced about a year ago. And that's okay with me because I'm fully prepared for it. But there are so many other people that are now saying, well, I'm going to get out of the stock market totally. And my suspicion is they haven't gotten a plan in place that deals with risk management first. What's your plan?
Well, it's interesting because I have no life, as you know, so I've spent most of the weekend doing proposals or examples for people who've responded on this show and from other sources that to show them the difference between, you know, what the traditional or conventional wisdom says about, you know, setting up their retirement plans and the like, and what happens if they include the various insurance-based strategies in it. And we're talking primarily here for retirement. Obviously, people who are, you know, in their 20s and 30s and even 40s that have a long time horizon before they are expect to have to actually tap their wealth to sustain their lifestyle, that's a different strategy, and it's you know, you take advantage of the downs and, you know, invest and just try to keep your portfolio so it doesn't shrink too much when it goes down, and then you can put more money back in. But in the case of the retiree who's got to take money every year, especially the people who are in over 70 and have so much money in their 401ks and the like, that's where they're living on, and then they have no choice but to take money out of their accounts each year to satisfy the required minimum distribution. So,
all right, hold that thought. We're going to come back to you, Gene.
Significantly tapped.
Hang on, Gene. We're gonna come back to you right after the break. Stick around. We got to take a hard break here. When we come back, it's more with Gene Pastula on a safety first strategy. Stick around. The Ray Lucia Show continues. And you talk-
Do you want to protect your IRA or 401k from the next market crisis? A little-known tax code secret could help. Big banks don't want you to know about this. Convert part of your IRA or 401k to an Augusta Precious Metals physical gold IRA. Physical gold and silver aren't connected to the stock market or government. With physical gold and silver, you own real value. It will never be worth nothing. That's why gold and silver are the ultimate protection for your IRA and your family during economic crisis. Augusta can guide you. Coins and precious metals have been their family business for 40 years. They're known for integrity and excellent customer service. They have a BBB A+ rating and more than 98% five-star ratings at TrustLink.org. Call 855-297-6995 for a free guide. No obligation, but don't delay. The future is uncertain, and now you know the IRS secret code that can protect your IRA before it's too late. Call Augusta Precious Metals now and ask about the Augusta Gold IRA and get fast, free, insured shipping. Call 855-297-6995. That's 855-297-6995. Call Augusta today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
biztalkradio.com.
Well, you've heard in sports that the best offense is usually a good defense, and I'd add, you know, several great three-point shots in the final period, but that's a whole other story. The fact of the matter is, in financial planning, and in particular retirement planning, and incidentally, this has been proven. This isn't some hypothesis. It's been proven that if you add annuitized income, guaranteed retirement income, into your portfolio, and then simultaneously retweak your asset allocation to make your portfolio more aggressive because your bonds can be, or would in this case, be replaced by annuitizing a certain percentage of your income requirement, then not only do you have a safer and more stable income, but it is likely that you would leave your heirs even richer, depending on how long you might live. Back on the program with me, Gene Pastula, who is a strong proponent of a safety-first retirement solution. That safety-first many times includes guaranteeing a certain percentage of your income through the use of insurance contracts. Gene, welcome back to the program. Did I give you a good setup there, or was it just average?
Yeah, no, that's fine. In fact, I'm looking here at an illustration I did for a person who had called in to ask me more about these annuities and what have you, and I did an example for him that might help the clients understand here, our listeners understand what we are talking about here, and I didn't ask him, you know, the exact amount of money that he had or anything like that. I didn't want to get into that with him until, you know, he offered it, but I showed him an example of a couple who are in their middle 60s who are retiring on $1 million portfolio. And so they have Social Security amounting to about $4,200 a month between the two of them. And we assume 4%, actually, I think 3% is probably better at this stage of the game. But what that comes out to be is that portfolio can generate $7,500 a month or $90,000 a year in income, in gross income, but they've got state and federal taxes to pay on that money. Most of it's coming out of their 401k and what have you. So the actual spendable income that they get from that is $74,000, and that's based on the fact that the $1 million portfolio is performing at least as well as their advisors have have hoped for and have promised that they'll, you know, try to get. And in that way, the idea is that they'll be able to sustain that, hopefully, for the rest of their life. Now, we just did a modest change on that and basically moved a portion of that money into annuities on the husband and individual annuities on the husband and wife. About a little over 700,000 of it went into annuities, generated $2,000 a month each, in addition to the $4,200 a month, $4,200 a month of income from the Social Security. So now we have $82,000 a month, or $98,000 of income that we're generating, and with the tax savings, we end up with a spendable of over $90,000. Now, it depends on whether that money is coming from a qualified plan or a non-qualified plan, how significant the difference is. But you can see that whenever we set up a plan where we match fixed guaranteed income that will last as long as they live, we can get interest, we can get returns or income levels that exceed what we have to automatically assume in a managed portfolio. We can always generate 5, 6, 7, 8% income, depending on the age of the individual when he starts to do this. So when you can increase the income without reducing the risk of loss, by 50% or more, and put that in your take that from your portfolio. Now what's left over is a significant amount of money that isn't necessarily even needed for additional income that could increase the legacy or provide protection for long-term care or all the rest of the stuff. In other words, if you start ticking off the different issues that one faces in retirement, and you start addressing those by incorporating insurance products inside the portfolio, not using all the money, not an either or, but just as part of it, it's much more efficient in most every case.
What's interesting is the Society of Actuaries. These are some pretty smart people. They study this for a living. The Society of Actuaries have come out with what they call their feel-free retirement spending plan. And let's do the math together. They say divide your age by 20 to determine the percentage of savings each year that you can safely spend. If you're married, use the age of the younger spouse. For example, if you're 70 years old, you divide 20 into 70, you get 3.5. That means you could spend $35,000 per year from that $1 million. Now, again, I'm not advocating that number. This is from the Society of Actuaries. And the reason it's so low is because you have to plan for a potential disaster, because every 4.4 years in America, we have a potential disaster in the stock market. Your approach, the safety first approach, basically says, hey, let's take care of that income need with a guaranteed retirement plan annuity, and then take whatever's left over and invest it aggressively. And as you live longer and longer, the monies that are invested aggressively, the balance that's not placed into an annuity, can grow more exponentially and leave your heirs as wealthy as they would have been left otherwise, and in many instances, wealthier. Did I say that about right?
I'd like to just throw in here, Ray, that for the younger people that are accumulating money and looking at the situation in the markets today and what they're facing, as you were describing earlier, to use an insurance contract that is designed to accumulate tax-free retirement income. The illustrations that I've been doing on that all weekend, it just even are amazing me how you can generate so much higher consistent income over your retirement using an insurance contract, as opposed to at least a portion of the money that goes into your portfolio into stocks and bonds. It is amazing, and everybody should see that who's in the process of trying to figure out what to do to address the safety issues that they have relative to what we're looking at down the line here in the stock market
in the next year or two or three, what have you.
So,
let me ask you a question on that. When you say younger, can you define what you mean by younger individuals that would be able to take advantage of insurance contracts that produce potentially tax-free retirement income? Because, you know, when you're our age, the definition of younger is a little bit different than when you're my kid's age.
That's true. That's true. But I'm doing this from, you know, anywhere from from around 32, I think, this weekend, to late 40s, and it just blows you away. The straight comparison between investing typically in a balanced portfolio for growth to fund a retirement plan, and investing in an insurance contract designed for that very same purpose. The taxes in this country are becoming more and more of an issue. They always have been, of course, but as the conditions change that you described earlier, the tax impact is even greater. And when you can avoid those taxes on the accumulation of your wealth and then avoid paying the taxes on the distribution of your wealth, that's a major deal. And
Gene Pastula, he is the man. Thank you, buddy. Listen, folks, you will not regret making a decision to contact Gene. Here's his number, 800-809-6783. Super good guy. He'll get you all this information. So he's got something for everybody, whether you're young, like our kids and grandkids, or you're old, like Pastula and me. You want to call him, 800-809-6783. He runs the website, safemoneymonitor.com. Safemoneymonitor.com. Check him out online. Have him run one of those illustrations for yourself or for one of your family members. And don't forget to ask him about long-term health care. Be right back with emails. Just like yesterday.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We do have mail. Thanks again to Gene Pastula. Terrific guy. He couldn't join me in studio today because he's basking in the sun in his desert home out in the Rancho Mirage. I think it's Rancho Mirage or La Quinta area over in the desert where it's 100 degrees and sunny. Something that Bobby Wooldridge is not going to see much of when he moves to the Great Northwest.
You're an idiot.
Somebody told me the other day, I was up there playing golf, as you know, just the other day in a golf tournament, charity golf tournament. And my buddy said, well, we have 80-degree days here, five of them a year, because I was freezing.
Oh, yeah.
I called my wife. They had the dinner after the tournament outside. Mm-mm. And I'm saying, are you kidding me? My blood is, no, I'm not ready for the cold weather. So all I can say to you, Mr. Wu, is I'm counting the days before you get your butt back in San Diego, California.
We'll be back. We'll be back.
Gorgeous. I'm telling you, one of the most beautiful golf courses I'd ever played. The scenery is fantastic, and everybody that I met up there loves it. They love being there, but I think you kind of have to acquire a taste for the weather.
Mm-hmm. Did you hit any houses?
Oh, God,
break
I
any
was
windows?
Horrible. I was just terrible. It's just very frustrating. I was playing with, you know, pretty good golfers, too. I sucked. Anyway, we've got emails. Let's start out in San Clemente. What do you think?
Absolutely.
William, right up the street here. Hi, Ray. Love the show. Thanks for keeping it fresh and entertaining. Well, thank you. Thanks for your email, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like 10 lines long, which makes it tough. But it's a good one. Lots of interesting questions here. William goes on. My wife and I are both age 43, making combined $200K per year. We've saved about $1 million in 401K and IRAs. And another $250K in a Roth. How in the world do 43-year-olds, I get the fact that they're making pretty good money, but how do they get to $1.25 million in retirement accounts? That's from their own savings. Wow. Doing fantastic, no doubt about it. They go on. We own a home and a rental property. And they get a rental property too? And are aggressively paying down those mortgages. Man. They must live like paupers. San Clemente's an expensive place. They must live like paupers or have trust accounts or something. How do they do this? God bless them. We've got two kids approaching college and are saving in 529. You got 529s for the kids too? This is incredible. Neither of us will have pensions, just Social Security and IRA distributions. What else should we be considering now for long term? And at what age do we start to consider long-term care insurance policies or annuities? Okay, let's go back to the paying off of the mortgages and the rental properties, okay? Here's the deal. If it were me, yeah, if you want to make extra payments on your principal residence, if you plan on staying there forever, more power to you. That's buying a bond. That's a safe money return like buying a bond. Now, paying off the rental mortgage, not so sure of that one because remember, a free and clear rental property gives a tenant a great excuse to sue you and take that property and all of your other assets away from you. So let's put the rental property in an LLC and let other people's money pay off the mortgage. Don't use your money to pay off that mortgage. You can use your money to pay off the other one. But I would say at this point at 43, being that you're fairly long ways away from retirement, I don't think that I would retire that debt any sooner than you need to. Okay, the 529s, those are fine, but the kids approaching college, you're not going to be making any more contributions to the 529 because you're just putting money in and taking it out. You're not taking advantage of the tax-free growth, so you can stop funding those. Use that money to pay for the kids' college, doing a good job there. Now, you don't have pensions. I hope that you heard the segment with Gene Pastula because you happen to be the classic candidate for exactly what he was talking about. We don't know whether or not when it's appropriate time for you to buy long-term care insurance that you and your wife can qualify for it. So you don't buy it. You take advantage because you've got this extra money, especially the money you've been putting into a 529. You can buy like an indexed universal life insurance policy with a good accumulation vehicle with high caps where the money gets credited, the interest gets credited based on how the stock market does, where there's no ability to lose. Many times you get a 2 or 3% floor return. And that life insurance policy becomes your long-term care insurance contract. You buy a $500,000 insurance policy. If something happens, you have some chronically ill, you can tap into that $500,000 death benefit early, maybe to the tune of 10 grand a month. So you don't need to buy long-term care. And if you don't need that money for long-term care, 43 at 63 or 70 years old, you can begin to borrow money out of the policy and generate a tax-free income. Remember, borrowing doesn't create taxation. It's only dying with borrowed monies that could create taxation. But in a life insurance policy, it doesn't because the death benefit pays off the loan. So this is what you need to learn about because you are the classic candidate. For me, I'm a little too old to take advantage of that. But I took advantage of it when I was even younger than you. And I still have those policies. And I've used the cash value many, many times. And frankly, the policies of today are even better than the policies of yesteryear. So you've got a lot of work to do. You're doing a phenomenal job of accumulating. I've never seen anything like it. But you can even do better. So thanks for the email. Jason, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I started a small business from home. And I'm bringing in an extra $35K annually, and I'm trying to offset the taxes that I will owe from my business. Should I begin a SEP IRA or a 401K self-employed account for my business? Well, first of all, a SEP IRA is not going to get you very far because you're only going to be able to put, you know, $6,000 or $7,000 into it. That's not going to save you the taxes. It's certainly not going to save you the Social Security taxes. Now, depending on your age, you might be able to incorporate that business and set up a defined benefit or cash balance plan where if you've been making $35,000 a year consistently for 2 or 3 years, you may be able to save 100% of the taxes on that money. Now, you have to pay some fees to, you know, the actuary's got to do defined benefit calculations and so forth, but you'll save the 15.3% self-employment tax on that money. You will save the Medicare premium, even if your income goes over the Social Security wage base at some point, by setting up some kind of a retirement plan. It takes a corporation, and it takes a more aggressive retirement plan, and that will help you save taxes. Otherwise, not a whole lot that you can do. It's just, if you're like 23 years old, my idea is not going to work for you. But if you're 53 years old, my idea could work actually very, very well for you. Talk to a really good pension consultant and financial advisor. I'm out of time. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.